Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
China Slides.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The Chinese stock market plunged overnight. The Shanghai Composite fell more than 5%. This was the biggest one-day drop in a month. Investors are concerned about the flood of new companies becoming public. Stocks in Europe are lower as well, particularly in the UK, which is down on the bet that the Bank of England will raise interest rates today. After the holiday, the Dow will begin at 13,577. Apple has got a partner for the iPhone in Britain, wireless company O2. The company is owned by Spain's Telefonica, and the deal means the iPhone will be available in the UK right before the holidays. And the BlackBerry will finally be available in China. It's been an 8-year struggle for research in motion, which makes the device. The BlackBerry is expected to be available in August. 5,000 advanced orders have already been received. The music business is usually split in two halves. One finds and develops and even promotes artists. The other focuses on songwriters and publishing. Sony BMG is the world's second largest record label, but it's not been in the publishing biz. That's because of an arrangement Sony has with Michael Jackson. But things could change. Sony and Jackson are renegotiating their deal, and Sony BMG could begin signing songwriters for the first time. Dan Saba is media editor for The Times in London. Dan, what's this deal about?
Well, the key here is that there's a separate company called Sony ATV. That's a joint venture between Sony and Michael Jackson. It owns a huge catalog of songs, including all 251 Beatles songs. Now, the issue here is that when that venture was set up, Sony agreed that it would not back a competing publishing business, a competing catalog of songwriters. Now, they've created Sony BMG since then. Sony BMG is very keen to get into publishing.
How critical is the publishing aspect of the business to the survival of Sony BMG, do you think?
Well, look, Sony BMG is the number two recorded music company. It will survive, but it will fare a lot worse if it doesn't have access to a publishing business. It will fare a lot worse commercially. Music publishing generates revenues from radio airplay, from advertising, as well as indirectly from sales. Plus, sometimes you have a new, you have a very talented singer who comes along, a new singer. You also want to look after them as a songwriter, and you want to have both parts of their business, if you like.
What do you think Jackson's trying to get out of these negotiations?
Well, it's not clear. One obvious answer is money. What isn't clear is how far Jackson is willing to allow Sony BMG to compete. And I think that will be offset by whatever Sony's willingness is to write a check.
Dan Saba is media editor with The Times of London. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This week, folks in Roswell, New Mexico, are marking a different type of anniversary. The celebration may not have fireworks, but it packs in the tourist and revenue. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
In July 1947, Roswell made international history with news that the Air Force had captured a flying saucer just outside town. The next day, officials claimed the UFO was really just a wayward weather balloon. The alleged military cover-up that followed kept the town silent and paranoid for decades.
People are still trying to get some answers about exactly what did happen during that time.
That's Larry Fry. He runs Roswell's finances. Questions may linger, but now the town's embracing its alien past for a profit. The town website blares creepy tongue-in-cheek tunes, and a festival this week commemorates the 60th anniversary of the UFO incident. Roswell's population is expected to double during the 4-day festival. In that time, Fry expects hundreds of thousands of dollars will land in city coffers. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Disabled American veterans wait months, sometimes years, to receive benefits from the VA. Before a vet can get benefits, they need a disability rating. And there's an enormous backlog of that process. Some in Congress want funding to cut the wait, but as Steve Henn reports, more money may not provide all the answers.
The Veterans Administration offers a host of benefits, like health care and job training, to disabled vets. But these benefits are only available after vets receive a disability rating from the VA. Marvin Hippolito thinks of himself as one of the lucky ones. He received a rating quickly.
Somehow I'm pretty fortunate that they classify me. They gave me 70%.
Meaning Hippolito is 70% disabled. He battles arthritis, migraines, and a partial hearing loss. But after he received a disability rating, he got job training, health care, and a host of other services. Now he has a job at the Federal Aviation Administration and is building a new life.
To be disabled, I didn't even think about it. I feel like I'm normal. If I'm in pain, that's part of life, and there's no sense dwelling on it. I just keep moving.
While Hippolito got help quickly, many disabled vets don't. Right now, there are more than 400,000 veterans still waiting in line.
There's more than 100,000 cases that's been waiting more than 6 months.
Ed Reese at Disabled American Veterans says this backlog creates huge problems for returning vets.
They have to wait. Yes, they do.
Linda Bilmes is an economist at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
You are stuck.
She studied the problems at the VA.
You can't get your veterans' benefits for quite a long time, but once you leave the military, you lose your military benefits.
The House and Senate have proposed adding 1,000 new positions at the VA to help cut down the wait, and that's just one piece of a bill that would boost funding for the Veterans Administration by almost $7.5 billion this year. Congressional Republicans prefer automation to hiring new staff, saying training would take too much time. And the Bush White House has signaled a possible veto, saying it's not happy with the price tag. But Linda Bilmes says these increased costs are just the beginning. She estimates that the total cost of providing health care to veterans disabled in Iraq and Afghanistan will easily exceed $250 billion over their lifetimes. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening, and make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.